It is fairly diversified. The biggest growth was in professional, scientific, and business services, followed by education and health services, and then trade, transportation, and utilities, and then leisure and hospitality.
We've heard from some employers, not just in Massachusetts, but in the region and nationwide, that they're having a tough time getting the right people for the right jobs, that sometimes the training, especially the high-tech training, just isn't there. Are you seeing that in Massachusetts?
We're seeing definite improvements and gains in that respect, but we have not taken our eye off the ball here at Labor and Workforce Development to ensure that those mid-level skills you're describing are ubiquitous around the state and that it is a ticket to the middle class. Manufacturing in Massachusetts is alive and well and growing, but it is not your grandfather's manufacturing. It is high tech, it is high skilled, and we are looking to ensure that they have a highly trained, highly skilled workforce coming in the door through our voc techs, through our community colleges, and ensuring that that pipeline remains robust.
What sectors are still the trouble spots?
We just want to see sort of more growth everywhere, but we are fairly diversified compared with other states. But if you talk about regional trouble spots, often we see sort of a lag in the western central part of the state.
You know, what are the problems facing western Massachusetts, the Berkshires, and the entire western region?
Some of it's infrastructure. Some of it is just a more rural nature, particularly in western Mass. But we do see sectors of the economy that are particularly thriving in those areas. And I just mentioned high-tech manufacturing. That is definitely a robust area in Worcester County and along the Route 2 corridor. So we are very mindful of those areas of the state that need a bigger shot in the arm than others.
One area,
and we at Workforce Development are going to be concentrating on those regions.
One area I noticed that is not growing and, in fact, losing jobs is government. Is that just the result of tight local and state budgets over the past few years?
Yeah, there has been an austerity in government, both at the state and local level. And we're also seeing, we're looking for data on this, but baby boomers that are beginning to retire. And those, they're not being replaced at the same rates.
If you were to give advice to someone, a senior in high school who is considering a major right now, what should I do? I want a good paying job. I don't want to come out of college with a lot of debt. And if I do, I'll be able to pay it off soon. What major, what sector, what course of study would you recommend?
There'd be two different sets of recommendations. One for people with college educations, and that certainly would be in sort of the professional, scientific, and business services. But I would say the same of individuals coming out of high schools, voc techs, and community colleges, that a lot of these training programs don't require a bachelor's. So we have everybody, and everybody can make a substantial contribution and come out of high school and community college with a real ticket to the middle class with a lot of these industries, particularly in manufacturing.
How do you keep this momentum going in Massachusetts, these job gains? What has to be done now to make sure this doesn't fade back?
Well, momentum, is looking at all ages and all levels. And so we have to ensure that we have a pipeline and that we're listening and in continuing dialogue with the business community, what they need, what they look for, and what are those skill sets that need to be sustainable over time. And it has to be, there must be great attention paid to education, to job training, and to ensure that Massachusetts continues to be a desirable place to live, raise a family, and work.
You spoke of education and preparation. Are the colleges doing enough to get this young generation ready for the jobs and the careers of the future? Does there have to be a rethinking of curriculum?
We can always do more. And I think that there is a generational shift in what people have to know at a certain level in their lives. There was a recent cover story in Time magazine that suggested that 6 years is the new 4 years, and that oftentimes one does need more training and more education to go into today's jobs. So we are looking at some of those statistics and trying to mirror what works.